system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And that's the sound that you hear the first time you walk in and your kids are looking at things on the internet that you just are freaked out about.
Jeez, I thought that was a caller.
Yeah, that might be a caller too.
You never know.
This is the Computer Corner. Our title sponsors, fine folks at Gold Circuit Incorporated. If you have systems that you want to have properly recycled, if you have a bunch of corporate machines, you want to make sure the data never sees the light of day, these are your guys, Gold Circuit Incorporated. 480-829-0404 or goldcircuit.com.
And you're being nice to the environment.
True.
And that's good, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and if you go to their website, you'll see all the different services. They actually are a very sophisticated recycler, and they specialize in technology and data destruction, that kind of thing. So check those folks out. Did you know that 84% of parents say that adults should be extremely concerned about children being exposed to sexual material on the internet? In other words, that's how many people know that the internet is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Yet, I mean, it's almost daily we see it in our stores.
It's the biggest business, at least the pornography industry is the biggest business in the world.
When it comes to the internet, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think Walmart's got the most of everything covered. But you know, the hypothesis that we're throwing out there, the statement we're making is, Mom and Dad, your kids know more than you about your computer. They do. That's just the facts of life. There are obviously exceptions, but the vast majority of you out there are sitting out there, and your kids absolutely have a lot more knowledge. You know, MySpace is a great example. If you've not had a discussion with your child about MySpace, I guarantee you, just about every single child that's over the age of probably 10 or 12 has somebody that said, "Come check out my MySpace," because it's like a little shrine. It's like a little, it's a shrine to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, it's a great idea, but you know, it's a bunch of adolescent kids. What do you expect?
Well, and there's a profile in there, and if you're not careful, your kids are going to put information in the profile that you don't want predators knowing. Like, this is where I live. This is my phone number. This is what I look like. This is the school I go to. Come get me at 3 o'clock when I get out of school. We don't want to see that. We don't want to hear that. So, again, if you're a parent that has either a concern or information you can share with others, we've got a couple of open phone lines, which is very rare. 602-277-5827, like an anonymous parent from Glendale. You're going to give us good information. We don't want your kids to know it's you. So
yeah, his kids are fans, so they're probably listening.
Yes,
right?
That's right. Yes,
anon omis. So you now, how old are your kids?
We have five girls.
Five girls.
Yeah. So
yeah, how much hair left on your head?
It's gray.
It's gray, okay.
It's gray, but I have hair. That's on goodness. You know, we have 11, 13, 14, 16, 17.
Ouch.
And the internet is the new phone system, you know? That's how they connect.
Oh, it's a phone system on
steroids.
Pardon the pun, but yeah, steroids. It's kind of an overused term these days, but because it's not just the phone, because you know when the phone rings, right? You can be anywhere in the house, you hear the phone ring, okay, they're on the phone again.
And you can hear them talking on the phone.
Yeah, you can pick up the phone and hear what they're saying.
Right.
Yep.
This one is like 18 tentacles, isn't it? It's like not just they're surfing the internet, it's not just email, it's not just instant messaging, it's not just text messaging, it's not just, you know, it's all over the place.
Yeah, not just the nuisance of cleaning up the computer so you can use it again.
And I think that's the biggest problem that we're seeing. These especially households with teenagers. we'll go through and do this very elaborate cleanup of a system, and it takes us hours and 3 or 4 days sometimes to get all the bugs and the worms and the Trojans and all the adware and the spyware and all the stuff that the kids have done to this thing.
Yep.
And within weeks, it's in the same condition again because the, you know, it's like they get the car from the body shop after they wrecked it. They take it and start scraping it along the wall and, you know, hitting curbs and everything, you know, right afterwards. And that's where mom and dad has to step in and kind of cut this thing down, or it's going to cost a lot of money. So tell me what you did and what caused you to start getting into this parental control.
Well, as soon as our oldest started to use the computer regularly, and IMing became the way to communicate.
Which is instant messaging for those of you that are keeping score. IM.
Yeah. And, you know, automatically I became concerned, and, you know, we spoke to her about the do's and the don'ts, and but still, there's the predators out there that we hear about. You know, I've got a number of friends. One's an FBI agent, and you know, you start to hear the horror stories.
Absolutely.
And so I started searching. I tried a couple different monitoring type programs. Didn't seem real effective. Then I came across online a program called I Am Big Brother.
I Am Big Brother.
And that's been pretty effective. It logs keystrokes, the IM messaging, you know, those types of things.
So it actually tracks like everything that they typed, and it puts it into a little log for you, right?
Correct.
So you can see everything that happens. Now, do they know that you're tracking every keystroke?
No.
Okay.
No. So you get passwords and stuff too. Although, you know, the good news is, you know, in the last 4.5 years since it's been real prevalent, you know, the kids really haven't messed up. It's just they're going places where we're getting junk.
Yes.
But it's been handy at times when you have especially teenage girls, and all of a sudden you know they're real emotional. Sometimes at least you know how to console them a little bit without them knowing why you know how to console them.
it's evil.
It's unfortunate, but really it's almost necessary, wouldn't you say, that in this day and age, that if you're, it's just too scary what the consequences are, and it's one of those things that, you know, just like in a lot of situations that are out there, the parents learn that their child is actually a very good child, so that, you know, it ends up being kind of a benefit from that relationship standpoint. But what's great about these tracking programs is you set the rules, you give the child the freedom to do what they're supposed to do, and then you monitor. And that's what these tracking programs do. And they work out great when you see that the child is pretty much staying within the guidelines that you've set.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of trust built, which
yes.
is good.
Yes.
And our kids feel trusted. And the problem, though, still lies. Now we have the MySpace.com, and that one's got me a little bit baffled right now.
Now, when did that appear in your life, or do you even know?
Just the last 30 to 60 days.
Yeah, and it's been a phenomenon for quite some time, but yeah, it's just out of control.
Out of control is a good word, because, yeah, there's just, the kids think that, you know, our girls, they think that that's their space. It says it's my space. What do you mean other people can get it, you know?
Exactly. Well, and the other issue that just came up in my house was the wanting to post copyrighted material up on their MySpace.
Right. Music.
And they just flat don't understand what a copyright is. They feel like if I bought it, I own it, I can share it.
Right.
Right.
And because it's a public space, and because they can easily track that back to your house, there's another level of responsibility. It has nothing to do with predators. It has to do with somebody knocking on your door going, you're violating the law. We're going to fine you, you know, $20,000.
Yeah. Wow.
You're posting copyrighted material up, you know, through your house.
Right.
Like the 8-year-old girl in the Bronx that got the letter from the recording industry. You know, do you want one of those showing up one day? And you got to go get an attorney and go through all. So, again, mom and dad, you have to pay attention. You have to get involved. Or turn off the machine, disconnect the internet connection. Those are your two options, really, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, wireless is nice that way.
Well, in my house, all you got to do is pick up the cordless phone, you knock off the wireless connection. So don't make me do
it. Yeah, no. It's you know, the MySpace thing. I don't know. I was really, really glad to hear that you have a contract and an agreement that we can work with, because you know, right now it's just us telling our girls, and you know, when it's mom and dad, What do they know?
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And so this a third part, I was really, really glad to hear that. That's really prompted my call, Ken.
And you know what else it just brings to mind? We've done this kind of impromptu a bunch of times where a parent will bring a child in that they're arguing about this, that, and the other, and we become the referee and actually show the child, actually, mom's right, dad's right, here's why, and we show them, and we're able to kind of bridge that gap a lot of times where, you know, mom knows that this is wrong or that we don't want the child doing this anymore, but can't explain to the child why and how and, you know, how it impacts the computer and so on and so forth. So, again, that's another thing that, you know, if you're having that problem out there, folks, let us help you. Call us, bring the machine by, come on by, bring your child in. We'll smack them around. No, we won't. I'm kidding.
What do you charge for dinner appointments?
Yeah. Dinner, you know, that's going to be on a store-by-store basis. Hey, listen, appreciate you chiming in. Appreciate you giving us your experience. And good luck. Five girls.
Wow.
You get like an award or something every year, don't you?
Well, I'll get five son-in-laws someday.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe get two more there and you get that whole seven brides for whatever.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for chiming in.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Good
appreciate
to talk
it.
To you.
By the way, that I Am Big Brother, I don't know anything about. I do know there's a program called Spy Agent that I've used with a lot of our clients that is a pure monitoring program. It'll actually monitor the actual screenshots so you can see exactly what they're looking at with the pages and all that stuff. So
I put that up on the radio.
Spy Agent. Okay. Right. So it's up there on our datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. If you're interested in what we're offering in our stores, if you go to datadoctors.com/parents, plural, you'll see we've got the free safe surfing guide and all the information if you want our help at on a personal level in any of our stores. Again, this is a free public service that we're providing for parents. So check that out. 22 Valley locations, 602-277-5827 is the phone number here. We got phone lines open. Any and all questions about anything. It doesn't have to be about kids and parental controls. 602-277-5827. When we come back, Geek Speak of the Week.